Good morning and welcome to our worship today. For those of you who are moms listening, happy Mother's Day. And that's the focus of our service today. A mother is God's gift to his children. May God bless our time in his word. We begin. Lord of the family, we thank you this day for our moms. We thank you for the fruits of the Spirit which are flourishing in them. Lord, from our birth, our mothers loved us, they cared for us, and to this day their compassion is made known. Lord, we thank you for our mother's love. On the day when we were born, our mothers rejoiced, and throughout our lives, our mothers rejoice in our accomplishments and our abilities. We thank you for the joy that flows from our mother's heart. In this world full of chaos and doubt, our mothers make our homes places of safety, comfort, and rest. We thank you for the peace our mothers bring. Raising children involves long hours, difficult times, and hard work. We thank you for our mothers' patience. Raising children involves meeting the needs of others and sharing one's life with them. We thank you for the kindness, the goodness, the faithfulness, the gentleness, and self-control our mothers showed to us in so many different ways. Lord of the family, you have blessed us richly by giving us our moms. May the fruits of your Spirit continue to flourish in them and in us. Amen. Let us confess our sins to our Heavenly Father, asking him for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ to forgive us. Dear Father in heaven, we confess to you that we have failed to be the perfect children you want us to be. Forgive us for the times we have failed to appreciate our mother and our father. Forgive us for not honoring those who represent you in our home. Forgive us for not being perfectly loving in our role as son, daughter, husband, or wife. And for the sake of Jesus who suffered and died in our place, we ask you to forgive us. God, our Heavenly Father, has forgiven all of our sins. By the perfect life, the innocent death of our Lord Jesus Christ, he has removed our guilt forever. His resurrection from the dead was God's seal of approval that he has declared you innocent. May God give you the strength, the desire, and the power to live according to his will. Amen. And we collect our thoughts in prayer. Heavenly Father, by your goodness you placed us into families. You have blessed us through our parents to this day. Help us honor our parents, and today especially our mothers, because they represent you, our gracious God and Savior. We pray this through your Son, Jesus, who with you and the Holy Spirit is one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our first lesson today comes from Paul's second letter to Timothy, chapter 1. A believing mother and grandmother are forever remembered. We begin reading at verse 3. I thank God whom I serve, as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord, or ashamed of me, his prisoner. But join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. This is the word of God. And our gospel lesson today is from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 19. We see how Jesus remembers his own mother as he gives himself on Calvary's cross. We begin reading at verse 25. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. This is the word of God. Our message today comes from Genesis chapter 3. We begin reading at verse 20 of chapter 3 and then on into chapter 4. The theme, God's grace made Eve a mother. We read, "The man named his wife Eve because she would be the mother of all the living. The Lord God made clothing of animal skins for Adam and for his wife and clothed them. The Lord God said, 'Look, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. Now so that he does not reach out his hand and also take from the tree of life and eat and live forever.' The Lord sent him out from the garden to work the soil from which he had been taken. So he drove the man out, and in front of the Garden of Eden he stationed cherubim and a flaming sword, which turned in every direction to guard the way to the tree of life. The man was intimate with Eve, his wife. She conceived and gave birth to Cain. She said, 'I have gotten a man from the Lord.'" This is God's word. In our Savior's name, dear friends, I'm sure that when you woke up today, you knew that it was Mother's Day. For the last several days, even perhaps the last couple of weeks, we've been made aware of the fact that it's Mother's Day today by the advertising sales and specials that the stores have been advertising, as well as reading the emails that have come from church. All the events that are taking place here today on this Mother's Day. And that is all nice. Mother's Day is a very sentimental day, and that is okay. Even though my mom has been gone for more than 30 years, today is still emotional and sentimental, and that's all right. But when we gather here in God's house, when we gather around His Word, we want to be more than sentimental. We want to be spiritual. And so today we're going to take a look at the very first mother. Her name was Eve. And as we take a look at her, we will see how God reacted to her and her husband, and how the way God reacted to them has implications for our lives today. And that is true whether you are a mom or a dad, a son or daughter, whether you have children or not. These words from Genesis are a tribute not to Eve, but to God, to the God who created Eve and who saved Eve. God's grace, his undeserved love, made Eve a mother. God formed Eve from one of Adam's ribs, and he made her to be a perfect match for Adam. The Bible says she was a helper, a suitable partner for him. And God made both Adam and Eve in his image. They were morally pure, holy, and perfect like God. And God let them enjoy his blessings of a beautiful world. They were placed in a perfect garden, full of abundance of food, tame animals, and perfect peace. And God gave Adam and Eve a spiritual side, a soul which he did not give to any of the animals. And Adam and Eve shared a special relationship with God, a relationship with God that was closer than you or I could ever possibly have here on this earth. It was a relationship that was filled with love, with service, and obedience. in loving friendship. But all of that was spoiled when their trust in God came tumbling down by breaking the one command God had given them. They broke the relationship they had with their Maker. And notice what happened. The Bible says the Lord God made clothing of animal skins for Adam and his wife. God killed animals to make clothes for them. And then God said, look, the man has become one of us. So now that he does not reach out his hand and also take from the tree of life and eat and live forever, the Lord sent him out from the garden. God banished them from their perfect home. But most horrible of all, the perfect image of God, their perfect relationship with God, was shattered. In the middle of this tragedy, God gave Adam and Eve words of hope. First of all, he gave reminders that should be etched in the lives of every single one of us, every little boy, every little girl, every person, till the end of time. God said, by the sweat of your face you will eat bread until you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. The core of every man's life is sweat and work and weeds and toil. And to Eve, God said, I will greatly increase your pain in childbearing. With painful labor you will give birth to children. The blessing that God had given to Adam and Eve, be fruitful and multiply, would no longer be an easy task, but now a challenging chore. Because of sin, bringing children into the world would be difficult from start to finish. However, did you hear the words of hope? Did you notice the good news? Adam and Eve knew God's power. They knew he created the world, and they remembered his warning. You shall not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for on that day you will certainly die. Adam and Eve ran away from God and hid in fear like naughty little grade school children, waiting for God's punishment and his power. But God surprised them with love. Instead of a bolt of lightning to the head, they received a ray of hope to the heart. That's God's grace. God's grace is seen most clearly in his words that he spoke to Satan that day, with Adam and Eve right there, listening. God said, I'll put hostility between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. He'll crush your head. You will crush his heel. God allowed Adam and Eve to have a child, and that child was going to crush the devil's head. Motherhood became an act of hope, because through Eve's children, one day a descendant would crush the devil's head. The only hope for Adam and Eve, and for you and me, was that descendant. And in hope, Eve gave birth to her firstborn and named him Cain, which means brought forth. Eve knew it was only by God's grace that she became a mother. And she perhaps thought that that child that she had just given birth to would be that Savior to undo the damage that Adam and Eve had done earlier. Little did she know that the true promised Messiah was going to come several thousand years later. But ultimately, it didn't matter. What did matter is that they had God's promise. Eve, the mother of all the living, knew that life was worth living again because of God's promise. That promise came true. It did involve a different mother. Her name was Mary. God picked Mary to be the mother of Jesus, the Savior. Mary had the unique privilege of carrying the baby in her womb, nursing and teaching the world's Savior. But as you know, she also experienced the anguish of watching her son die. That death brought forgiveness of sins to Mary and to all people. Mary gave birth to Jesus in hope, and in spite of her pain and heartache, God's grace came shining through. And so it is for us. Our families are not models of perfection. Families suffer. Death strikes moms, dads, even children. And children often bring pain to their parents by their behavior. And children, I'm sure you realize that you sometimes bring pain on yourself with your behavior. And parents can be equally guilty of harming their children by either being loving without discipline or disciplining without love. Every family finds ways of hurting each other or being hurt. That is a symptom of life in a world that's scarred by sin. But there is hope. The grace that God showed Eve by allowing her to be the mother of all the living and promising her a savior is there for you and me. Every mom, every child, every dad, every grandparent has a savior in Jesus. Jesus lived. Jesus died as our perfect substitute. He took away our sins. He gives us hope. Whether it is Mother's Day or another holiday or just an ordinary day, the gifts that we do have find all of its greatest meaning in Jesus. Children, Jesus died for you so that you would be able to honor your moms. Moms, Jesus died for you so that you would honor him by teaching your children about their Savior. Because of Jesus, Eve's offspring, we have hope. We have victory. We have peace. We have life. It is because of Jesus that we take our next breath. It is because of Jesus we look forward to being in heaven one day. It is because of Jesus that there in heaven we will eat again, as Revelation tells us, from the tree of life in the paradise of God. That is all God's grace. And one day in heaven, every day is going to be a holiday for moms, dads, children, grandparents, for all who trust in Jesus as their Lord and Savior, whom God promised Adam and Eve, the same Savior that God did send. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And we pray. Lord God, hear the prayer of your people, that the lips which have praised you here may glorify you in the world, that the eyes which have seen the coming of your Son may long for his coming again, and that all who have received the pledge of your forgiveness may be restored to live a new and holy life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And brothers and sisters, go in peace, live in harmony with one another, and serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. God bless you. God bless your week. And once again, happy Mother's Day.